Thank you, Dominic, and a very happy Christmas to you and your team from everyone here at Chatterbox. Track 2. A whole lot of trouble. When Jenny Hobson saw the damage a simple beach toy can do to our beloved grey seal population, she couldn't stay silent. Her campaign to highlight the dangers of this toy has taken her on a 6-month adventure around the country on her sailboat, as Hannah Parry reports.
A flying ring doesn't look particularly dangerous. It's a little plastic disc with a central hole, lightweight and easy to throw and catch. It is a popular toy for the beach. Yet this little plastic spinner can be fatal to curious seals. Jenny Hobson, an RSPCA volunteer from King's Lynn, saw how much damage a flying ring can do when Pinkafo became her patient. The female grey seal had been rescued when a plastic ring around her neck left her near death. She had probably had it since adolescence. As she grew, the disc had slowly cut into her, doing more and more damage. Every winter, thousands of grey seals clamber out of the water onto Norfolk's beaches. The animals breed during the months of November, December, and January, with last year seeing an astonishing 3,500 pups born on Horsey and Winterton beaches. Norfolk seals account for 40% of the world's grey seal population, and the animals are quite a sight to behold when the fluffy pups and ungraceful adults dot the county's beaches. Tens of thousands flock to the county's coastline to see them. Peter Ansell, chair of Friends of Horsey Seals, describes the first weeks of a seal pup's life. When the pup is first born, it is white and fluffy, but it can't go in the water yet. The mother will stick around to suckle the pup for 2 weeks. After that, the pup is left to its own devices for another few weeks, by which time it'll have its adult waterproof fur and can enter the water. Of course, with such a large population, sometimes seals are found to be in distress. Volunteers and professionals at the RSPCA Animal Hospital at East Winch treat injured wild animals, and it was while Jenny Hobson was on her volunteer shift there that she first encountered the flying ring problem when an injured seal was brought in. "We call her Pinkafo because she had a pink plastic ring around her neck," Jenny explains. "She was seriously ill. We weren't sure if she would last the night. She was so upset by the needless suffering of an innocent animal that she felt compelled to take action." With the support of Friends of Horsey Seals, Jenny launched a campaign aiming to prevent the same fate for other animals. It started with paper leaflets and approaches to local shops. Since then, it has garnered the support of 3 local councils and generated publicity with a commissioned sculpture created by Rebecca Elliott. Many independent shops, as well as local Tesco and Pets at Home stores in the region, have now stopped selling flying rings, instead offering solid flying discs, with the best options being those that biodegrade. "We all now know that plastic travels in the sea," Jenny says, "so it's not enough for the rings to be banned from local beaches. Seals are curious animals, especially younger ones. Once a flying ring is in the water, the seals will examine and play with it. That's when it can get stuck around their necks." The horrific injuries caused by a seal growing with the ring lodged in place have now been seen in another seal colony in Cornwall. The widespread nature of this problem gave Jenny and her husband Richard the idea to take their publicity to the water. Keen sailor since the mid-1990s, the King's Lynn couple planned a 6-month round Britain sailing trip on their 11-metre boat to take the message about flying rings to different parts of the country. They set off just 2 weeks after Richard retired from his paper industry job. One of their first stops was Penzance, where Jenny spoke to the Cornwall Seal Group, with whom she had already shared advice and publicity material. "Before reaching Penzance, though, we had tremendous fog coming into Dartmouth," Jenny recalls. "It was the thickest we'd ever seen. Our boat has radar, so we proceeded very cautiously, but we couldn't even see 10 yards in front of us." Along with some challenging conditions, the Hobsons had some exceptional wildlife encounters. Jenny retold seeing thousands of puffins off the Isle of Skomer. "We watched the puffins going into their burrows at the end of the day before staying up late, hoping to see the nocturnal Manx shearwaters. It got to about 11 p.m. and we hadn't seen any, so we went to bed. The next morning, I was shocked to see a bird in the cockpit. At first, I thought it was a dead guillemot, but I investigated further and saw that it was a sleeping shearwater. I couldn't believe it." Jenny, well connected in wildlife circles, had the number for the ranger on Skomer. We were very worried because we had to leave to catch the right tides to island and didn't know what to do with the sleepy bird. Miraculously, the ranger was up and about at 6:30 a.m. and could row out and take the tired bird to land. As well as having a unique adventure, spreading the word about the campaign was at the forefront of the trip. The nature of sailing makes planning ahead quite difficult, so Jenny would take any opportunity to speak to shops, members of the public, and wildlife groups. "The reception is quite mixed," Jenny says. "Sometimes people rush to take the rings off the shelves immediately. Other times people might be less sure or have to ask a manager." The impact that the campaign has already had is certainly positive, with BBC Lekeist taking up their story during their voyage. Word is spreading. Jenny was pleasantly surprised when visiting the tourist information in Whitby, Yorkshire. "I had my spiel at the ready, but when I started, the staff interrupted to say they knew all about it. The word had already spread through the other local wildlife groups." Now back on dry land, Jenny and Richard can reflect on their adventure, but the work goes on. The message of the campaign is simple: don't buy or use a flying ring. But it's connected to the wider issue of ocean plastics.